This podcast is brought to you by StarshipShirts.com. Find the coolest tees, mugs, and more inspired by Elon Musk's universe. Celebrate your love for SpaceX, Tesla, and beyond. And gear up with StarshipShirts.com, where every purchase is a launch pad for adventure.
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Hello there. Welcome back to the Elon Musk Podcast, where we keep you updated on all things Elon and his innovative ventures. In today's episode, we delve into a surprising yet highly encouraging development in the electric vehicle industry. Recently, Ford Motor Company and Tesla announced a landmark agreement, setting a new precedent for collaboration over competition in the electric vehicle space. That's right, Ford, one of the world's oldest automakers, and Tesla, the pioneering leader in electric vehicle technology, have joined forces. Starting next year, Ford EV owners will be able to charge their vehicles at any of Tesla's 12,000 supercharger stations in the United States. And this is using Ford's mobile app. The CEOs of both companies, Jim Farley of Ford and Elon Musk, broke the news in a Twitter Spaces live stream. This agreement paves the way for Ford to become the first major automaker to utilize Tesla's charging network and Tesla-style charging ports. Beyond the surprise, what does this mean for the future of electric vehicles? How will this collaboration influence the industry and impact the EV ownership experience? And what does this say about the direction of competition and cooperation in the industry? We'll be discussing all of these questions and more in today's episode. In an extraordinary move that underscores the accelerating momentum of electric vehicle adoption in the US, Ford and Tesla have agreed to a partnership that opens up Tesla's expansive supercharger network to Ford's EV owners starting next year. The news was broken by Ford CEO Jim Farley and Tesla CEO Elon Musk during a Twitter Spaces live stream, a platform Musk owns in addition to his role at Tesla. This move signifies an unprecedented collaboration between the two automotive giants in a bid to promote EV tech, boost customer experience, and tackle the infrastructure deficit surrounding EV charging stations. The agreement heralds an era of interoperability where Ford EV owners in the U.S. will have access to Tesla's 12,000 supercharger stations. Tesla's fast charging infrastructure known for its quick and efficient energy delivery. Now, owners can conveniently manage access via Ford's mobile app, making charging as effortless as possible. Now, Elon Musk, during this announcement, conveyed his respect for Ford as a vehicle manufacturing company and expressed his excitement for the partnership. He stated, "This is something we're super happy to support." And Musk's sentiments reflect the significance of this collaboration as a monumental step towards building an integrated and accessible EV charging network that benefits not only Tesla and Ford's customers, but the entire EV sector. Now, Ford also confirmed that its next generation EVs will adopt Tesla-style charging ports instead of the prevalent combined charging system, the CCS chargers, used by most other EV manufacturers like General Motors, Audi, and Rivian. The shift is motivated by Tesla's considerable lead in charging station availability in the United States. Tesla's network significantly outweighs CCS stations, meaning Ford's transition should ensure better accessibility and convenience for its customers. Ford expressed his belief that the collaboration reflects a commitment by Tesla to prioritize customer experience, emphasizing the advantage it brings to Ford's EV customers. He pointed out, for them to be able to have this benefit early next year already and not have to buy a new car is, I think, a real statement by you and the Tesla team. For existing Ford electric vehicles, an adapter will be required to use Tesla superchargers, which Tesla will develop and supply to Ford EV customers. Collaboration comes at a pivotal time. As American states progressively promote electric vehicle adoption, critics have highlighted the insufficient charging infrastructure, especially along long highway stretches. This infrastructure gap potentially discourages many Americans from opting for electric vehicles. And the urgency of the issue is mounting. States including California and New York have passed laws restricting the sale of new gas-powered vehicles by 2035. And last November, in a bid to address this issue, Musk invited other EV manufacturers to produce vehicles using Tesla charging ports. Ford, with this announcement, has become the first major automaker to accept the offer. Quote, "It's super hard making embedded electric architecture," Farley quipped during the event. And Farley announced that starting from early of 2024, Tesla's superchargers, more than 12,000 in number, will be compatible with all Ford electric vehicles. This compatibility will extend to Ford's next generation EVs, which will come equipped with Tesla's North American charging standard, the NACS port, a standardized version of Tesla's proprietary charging system. Musk's philosophy towards the charging network is that Tesla superchargers should not be a walled garden. He envisions Ford and other automakers having equal access to dependable EV charging. This approach aims to encourage broad-based electric vehicle adoption, creating an ecosystem conducive to sustainable transport. And according to Ford, the adapter that Tesla will develop allows Ford EVs, including the F-150 Lightning truck, Mustang Mach-E, and E-Transit delivery van, to interface with Tesla superchargers. And the adapter will enable compatibility with version 3 chargers that Tesla has recently begun to deploy. Additionally, Ford's next generation EV platform, expected in 2025, will have built-in compatibility with Tesla's North American charging standard port. This development represents a significant leap since Tesla announced last year's decision to open up the charging standard to all other automakers. Now, Ford will also continue to invest in its Blue Oval charging network, projecting to add another 1,800 DC fast charging stations by early of 2024. This hybrid approach, supporting both Tesla's infrastructure and its own, will offer Ford's customers comprehensive coverage, ensuring that they will have charging options available to them, irrespectively of their location. Now, Tesla's supercharger network, once exclusive to Tesla EV owners, has begun to broaden its scope to encompass non-Tesla EVs. This expansion comes in response to the Biden administration's $7.5 billion plan to make EV charging options more accessible to all Americans. And the superchargers employ a proprietary connector, a feature that initially set Tesla apart from other automakers. To enable non-Tesla vehicles to access these chargers, Tesla introduced the, quote, "magic dock," which applies a CCS adapter to the connector. And the partnership announced occurred amidst heightened competition in the EV market. Tesla has historically enjoyed a dominant position in the burgeoning electric vehicle industry, but other manufacturers are increasing their offering of diverse EV options, providing alternatives to Tesla's top-selling Model Y. Both Tesla and Ford, in response to increased competition, have made strategic price cuts this year, with Tesla bringing the Model 3 sedan under the $40,000 mark. And despite these challenges, Ford has maintained a strong position in the EV market, with some of the best-selling EVs in the industry. However, manufacturing difficulties, including faulty batteries that pose fire risks and disruptions in Mustang Mach-E production, have presented obstacles in Ford's path. The company addressed the battery issue and made improvements at the plant to enhance production processes. But these issues have temporarily slowed Ford's EV production. The company underwent restructuring last year, establishing separate businesses for its gas vehicles, now called Ford Blue, and its electric initiatives under Ford Model E. The name Model E was initially intended for Tesla's Model 3 car, but had to be changed to avoid infringement on Ford's trademark. Now, the rapport between Farley and Musk is well documented, with instances of praise and friendly competition. And last year, Farley highlighted the fact that the F-150 Ford Lightning was in production and on the road while Tesla's Cybertruck was still in the pipeline. Both Tesla and Ford are also part of the National Charging Experience Consortium, an initiative aiming to improve charging infrastructure reliability by facilitating collaboration among national laboratories, EV equipment, original equipment manufacturers, or OEM, and also automakers. And this agreement between Ford and Tesla signals a paradigm shift in the EV industry, as it displays an understanding that collaboration, rather than competition, may be the best path forward. And if other automakers follow suit, the future of EV adoption in the U.S. could witness a significant acceleration. As Farley stated during the announcement, I think the first step is to work together in a way we haven't, probably with the new EV brands and the traditional old companies. Thanks for listening to the Elon Musk podcast today. I appreciate your support, and I appreciate you spending the time here with me today. Now, if you could take a second and hit the subscribe or follow button on whatever podcast platform you're listening on right now, that would be amazing, and it would help the show tremendously. So thank you for that. Also, please take care of yourselves and each other, and I'll see you in the next one.